That's a good. This is good. What is this? I like this.
This is the Yacht Rock intro.
It's got what is it? What is this track?
The Great Midwest by John Mellencamp.
There you go.
Is that for real?
That is for real. That's the Beats
it
by Zim.
Like Santa Monica.
There you go. Well, we're back in studio tonight. The author of the book How to Speak Midwestern in the book, Ted McClellan, not only breaks down the elusive regional accents of the Midwest, but he also creates the ultimate glossary of terms used in our area, phrases like hodag,
yeah,
over there, or my favorite farty, which is the way people in St. Louis say 40. So here's the game tonight. We're playing for some Lou Malnati's pizza. Let's stump Ted. You can call in or you can text in, and we can guess your regional accent through interrogation, of course. And also the wrinkle of the we did this last time as well. If you think you know your region, call us up now. Ted will give you the ultimate quiz. If you win, you can get a copy of his book, How to Speak Midwestern. Ted McClellan, good to see you, buddy.
Hey, good to be back.
I love it. We had such a good time when you were here last time. I'm looking forward to it again. 312-981-7200. So again, we have two games kind of going on.
Right. 7200.
7200.
Yes.
Again, as we, I mean, one of the things that's fun about this is it really does use a lot of the research that you did for the book. The idea that there are certain regions that you've
right. I did a lot of research. I went to every Big Ten bar in Chicago to find out these regional words.
That's so good.
Durkin's, Tavern on Little Fort. What's the Ohio State bar? Whatever that one is.
Tunes or what's
that? No, it's somewhere on the near north side.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's an Ohio State bar.
Yeah, and there's like 10 Michigan State bars.
Is the gin mill still there? Is that still around? That
no,
was a Michigan State,
right?
The
gin
right?
mill's not around, but there's the Grand River Grill.
Okay.
That's the big one now.
Wow, that's a whole
and,
other
and
segment.
Duffy's is the Michigan one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need a whole new segment just on all we do is list all the Big,
all the
Ten,
Big
bars.
Ten bars.
All right, 312-981-7200. Let's get right into it. Let's have some fun tonight. Ted's in studio. People are already on the line. People are texting in as well.
Okay.
Let's go to Bob. Bob, thanks for joining us. Don't tell us where you're from, but thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Okay, you betcha.
You betcha. He's giving it away already.
All right, so all right, Bob. So we'll ask you a couple questions before you start. Tell us what you had for breakfast, so we get an idea of how you speak.
Black coffee and toast.
Okay. And what did you have for dinner? Or did you have dinner? Or did you have supper?
No, I had dinner and really just some tacos, a couple of tacos, and guacamole.
Okay, all right. So you got that really broad A sound with the tacos.
Yeah. You betcha.
You betcha. It's big. Okay, so let's.
He's doing a little. He's mixing me up here. He's doing some Illinois vowels and some Wisconsin phrases. So
that's all they get you. All right, because Bob, you have a dual personality here. You've lived your early years somewhere, and then now you live somewhere else. So let's.
Yep. Well, all Bob, right. Do you know what the hodag is?
Not really. Not really.
No. Okay.
So,
do you know what cheese curds are?
Oh, absolutely. Both fried and just straight squeaky cheese. Oh,
okay, squeaky cheese. So have you spent any time in Wisconsin in your life, living in Wisconsin?
Not living there, visiting there often.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let's see.
Let me see if
right.
I can. Okay.
You,
so
you want to try something?
Yeah,
here?
I want to try something.
All right.
All right. So what do you call the little area that's between the houses?
Between houses could be just the area, just
what do
the,
we call it? Yeah. Well, am I saying that right? I'm not
the narrow space between two houses.
Yeah, here in the burbs, we just call it that space between the houses.
All right, well, you just gave away that you're in the burbs.
Well, what do you call athletic footwear?
Sneakers.
Oh, sneakers. Oh,
interesting.
Yeah, that's not very Chicagoan.
No. So you're in Illinois now because you live in the burbs.
Yeah.
You said that.
Yeah.
So we got the now. So now we're really trying to figure out the earlier years.
Oh.
Right.
Okay. Let me ask. Can I ask a question? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I think I'm going to try a little area. And all of this is based off of Ted's material, and I've just, like a sponge, been sucking it up. I have no actual experience myself. All right. Ready?
Okay.
When you go to a store to buy alcohol, what is it called?
Liquor.
Okay. What do you call the night
liquor
before?
Or beer?
What do you call the night before Halloween?
Devil's Night.
Devil's Night. Ah, have you ever lived in Michigan?
Ah, there you go.
You got it. Ding, 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 ding.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we were going for Party Store with the one before that.
That's what I was going for.
Do you remember
that
phrase?
Yeah, Party Store is not a 7-Eleven. It's a Party Store.
That's right. That's right. Yep. Where are you from in Michigan, Bob?
East side of Detroit.
Okay. All right. Well, since you didn't win, but maybe we'll send you over some leftover Little Caesars instead of some Lou Malnati's.
we'll
send you some cold Little Caesars.
There you go. Thanks, Bob. Thanks for playing.
Okay. Thank you.
That was fun, Bob. Right. There you go. So we got some Michigan. And we didn't
have
any Michigan last
night. That's the first time
we've
had a Michigan. I've been using these Michigan ones for weeks. Right, finally got a Michigander. Let's talk about the phrase Michigander. People don't know where that comes from.
No, I don't know.
That was actually coined by Illinois Congressman Abraham Lincoln as an insult to Louis Cass, who was the Democratic nominee for president. Back then, gander meant like a silly goose or a fool. So he put the two words together. That's called a portmanteau, and called him a Michigander, and it caught on. It's more distinctive than, Michiganian.
All right, let's try another one before we get to the phrase. We'll do phrase next, but let's Christina. Christina, welcome to the program. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Good. Hi, Christina. Good. So, Christina, don't tell us where you're from, but why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do for a living, and what you had for breakfast?
I'm a stay-at-home mom, and this morning I actually had Carnation instant breakfast. Okay. Sometimes I like to have Raisin Bran Crunch.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I also do write some fiction.
What do you write fiction about?
Been working on a dystopia collection of short stories, and I also like steampunk.
Okay, well, that's all nonfiction these days, but I think there'll be a market for it.
All right, Christina. So, Ted's going to ask you a couple questions, try and guess where you're from, okay?
Yeah. Well, we'll go back to the usual. What do you call athletic footwear?
Like tennis shoes?
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Well, when people are, there's a delay in traffic because people are looking at an accident, what's that called?
Rubbernecking.
Okay. not giving me some Chicago ones. Let's see. What do you call a custard pie sprinkled with nutmeg?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, maybe you're not from Indiana then. Or at least not from central Indiana. Let's see.
Are there different questions for different regions of Indiana?
What's a domer?
A domer?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know that.
Okay. Have you ever heard of Dingus Day?
Yes.
I do, but I can't quite remember what it is.
It's the day after Easter?
The day after Lent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the day after Easter.
Yeah, it's like
and
the,
everybody,
it's there
everybody,
like,
everybody pigs
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it's like the Casimir Pulaski Day.
Right. No, it's like the opposite of Punchki Day, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's a Chicago thing, isn't it?
Well, no, it's actually like a South Bend thing.
Yeah.
A Northern
South
Indiana
Bend,
thing.
Mishawaka, Valparaiso, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right, let me ask you a question, because I feel like, how do I say, if you're going to go buy alcohol, what's the name of the kind of store that you buy alcohol at?
A liquor store.
Okay. What do you call the night before Halloween?
The night before Halloween?
Yeah.
Halloween Eve.
Okay. What do you call a drinking fountain?
A drinking fountain.
Okay.
A water fountain. Sorry, water fountain.
A water fountain.
Yeah.
All right. So not a lot. You're not giving us a ton here, Christina.
Yeah.
I mean, so far it's been no or pretty standard to each thing. I'm trying to think of other.
Yeah.
Rubbernecking's the only thing that kind of grabbed attention.
I feel like I have one of the most boring accents in the world.
Oh, well, no. If you have a Midwestern accent, so it's the most beautiful accent in the world. That's why
there you go. Okay.
I wrote the whole book to demonstrate that.
All right. Well, Christina.
Okay, the flattest Midwestern accent.
The flattest. Yeah. Well, let's try
one. My thought is that you do live in the Chicago area. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I heard the vowels.
Yeah, then and I'm surprised because I have it in front of me too. I mean, Pete just whispered in my ear that your original spot is North Indiana.
Oh, okay.
So wow, you're good.
Well, no, Pete told me.
Okay.
I'm not good.
So that's what, that's what
but
we
the
were
point,
trying.
But I'm yeah. just wrapping up because we got to hit a break. Yeah. But the point being that all of the Northern Indiana things that Ted asked, you didn't have the answer for.
I should have asked what's the region? Do you know that one?
Oh, Kirk County.
Kind of close.
East to South Bend. So Dingus Day was ringing a bell, but I wasn't.
Oh, yeah, you'd heard of it.
My family did.
Right. Right.
All right. Thanks, Christina.
What's the custard pie supposed to be?
Oh, sugar cream pie.
Sugar cream pie?
Yeah.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, the Hoosier pie, the state pie. I guess.
Oh, No, I've heard of that. I just never had one.
Oh, okay.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks, Christina. Okay. Thanks for playing. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I come from Amish country.
Oh, no. That's interesting.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah. That's around Elkhart. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Christina. Appreciate that. All right. 312-981-7200. Well, Ted McClellan in studio. We'll take a quick break here. We'll come back. We got a lot of people on the line. As we are, we're having fun with the Midwestern accent. Stay with us. Ted McClellan in studio. We are guessing where you're from by how you talk. 312-981-7200. And we're also want to get to phrases because Ted's always stumping us with phrases, and the winner can get a book, one of his books, How to Speak Midwestern. Ted's going to be, he's got a couple of events coming up here I want to get to as well before we go on. You're going to be at the Morton Grove Library on August 6th at 2 o'clock, and also at the Skokie Public Library August 22nd at 7 p.m.
Yes. So if you're in the greater near north suburban area, come out and see me.
You have two options.
Yes.
Let's go to Chris. Chris, you got a question, and then we're going to quiz you on a couple of phrases. What's your question?
I want to know if you know what a French room is.
Oh, yeah. The French room is that room facing the street where you keep all your nice furniture covered in plastic, and you only go in there at Christmas or when company comes over. So it's kind of a shortening of front room into one word.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. All right, Chris, you ready? So, Chris, because you gave us one, we're going to give you one now. You're playing.
Right.
So Ted's going to give you a phrase, and you're going to have to guess what it is, what it means, and we'll give you a book if you get it. All right, here we go, Ted.
What is the hawk?
That's a great one.
It's the bird that flies in the sky.
That is one definition of it, but in the language known as Chicagoese, what is the hawk?
I have no idea.
Are you a fan of Lou Rawls?
Who isn't?
Well, I'm not an unfan.
Yeah,
it's not helping me.
But you don't really know his deep cuts. You probably know you'll never find, but
right.
But not the.
I'm not old enough.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, but not dead end. Street.
All right, Chris. Thanks for playing. Thanks for the front room too.
Right, thank you.
All right.
Maybe someone will come in and call in, and they'll know what there must be some Lou Rawls fans.
I'm sure
listening.
Maybe because I'm from Chicago.
Yeah,
I know that one.
Yeah,
so I feel like that's an easy one. People get that one like that.
Yeah,
you gotta stick them with something from like rural Minnesota.
Oh, I can do that.
No, all right, I know you can. All right, let's go to Jim. Jim, do you know what the hawk is?
They call that the wind sometimes in Chicago.
That's right.
There you go.
This is the spoken word intro to the Lou Rawls song Dead End Street. The hawk, the almighty hawk, the wind. In Chicago, the hawk not only socks it to you, he socks it through you. Like a giant razor blade blowing down the street. So,
that was a great Lou Rawls impression Ted.
Well, hey, thanks. I've been working on it for my book tour.
So there you go, Jim. We're going to send you a book if that's okay. You win tonight. So also, don't tell us where you're from, but tell us a little bit about who you are.
We must know if he knows the hawk.
You know the hawk. So
He's not going to win this one.
let me put it this way. No one can guess where I'm from because I've got a West Side accent. I'm from Cicero or Melrose or something, but I'm not.
Okay.
Interesting. So that's not where you grew up. You don't have any, you just developed West Side accent somehow.
I don't know where it came from, but it's pretty thick West Side. It's not Italian, which would be a better guess.
Right.
But I don't have quite an Italian accent.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, okay, so do you live... Let me... Before we go on the game, because there's a lot of people I want to play.
Yeah.
So we don't get in a goose chase here.
Yeah.
Are you still... Are you talking town by town at this point? Are you living in the Chicago area?
No, I'm in the Chicago area.
Oh, yeah.
I've lived in one particular county my whole life.
Okay. Well, we don't, like, have it really down to that kind of science. Yeah. You know, we can't guess your zip code. But we'll get the
let
state.
Me try. Let me try. 6060.
I bet he's like a 60.
Where are you from, Jim?
I'm from Deerfield.
Okay. All right. So you're North Shore guy. North Shore guy. Sound like you're from Franklin Park. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. I like it.
Yep.
All right, Jim. Hold on the line. Right. Hold on the line. 312-981-7200. Ted McClellan in studio.
Sounds like Frank Cucinati. Have you ever had him on the show?
I have not.
Or Alderman Spazzato.
Oh, yeah. We get Alderman up in here.
Yeah.
You can see Ted at the Morton Grove Library. He'll be reading on August 6th, 2 o'clock. Also, the Skokie Public Library, August 22nd at 7 o'clock. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get an update on tonight's news with Rob Martier. We'll come back because we got some people on the line. William's on the line. There's a couple more. There's also text coming in. People want to play tonight, Ted,
right.
So that's good. Stay with us.
All right.
We'll continue with Ted McClellan here in just a moment. But first, let's get an update from Rob Martier. Rob, before you start, tell us a little bit about what you do for a living.
And, we're
going to guess where Rob's at.
I'm a news anchor.
Yeah.
For a living.
Yeah.
A father of four.
Okay.
I grew up on the north side of Chicago.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, but okay. So
Rob, I gave it away. Did I screw it up?
Yeah. No.
I screwed it up.
But Rob has, affinity and to an area that is in your book.
Oh, yes.
But
yes.
We're not going to give it away. Oh. Ted's going to.
Okay.
So it's, I know what to do.
All right, so if I were to say, referring to a lot of people or members of my family,
yeah.
I would say Yinz.
Oh, well, that's Pittsburgh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. we were gonna talk about a word that's common to Pittsburgh and Chicago.
Yeah.
Yinz.
Yinzers.
No, not that one. It starts with a J.
Something off. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You're right.
Yeah, that's a Pittsburgh favorite.
But yeah, it's also popular.
In fact, I used it on my way in this afternoon.
Did somebody cut you off in traffic?
Indeed. Yes.
Yeah, that's the exact time you're supposed to use it. But it's only used in Chicago and Pittsburgh.
Right.
It's not an obscene word. I mean, because jag means thorn. It means to prick somebody. So it's just somebody who kind of, you know, pricks you.
Someone who annoys
you or irritates you.
Let's see. Pittsburgh is red up the room. You know, like clean it up.
Yeah.
Going to do the worsh.
Yeah, do the worsh.
Instead of a rubber band, it's a gum band.
Yeah. And then what happens when you leave the bathroom and you forget to do something? You leave your fly open.
What is that?
That one I don't know.
What is that?
Kennywood's open.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Everybody from Pittsburgh knows that.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. See, I should have known better.
I was just in Pittsburgh on Saturday, but I'm just not selling any books there because they don't like to think of themselves as Midwestern.
They think of themselves as a
Northeastern city.
Yeah, it's a great town.
Yeah.
Great town in Pittsburgh. Go to Permanente Brothers for some sandwiches.
A great town.
Great town.
Yeah.
I could
do this
all
night. Did you have a house there?
All night, man.
A house.
Yeah.
House on the hill.
A house on the hill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny. It creeps in a little bit when I'm back with my family. You know, and the icy lights are flowing. And
right. Well, somebody told me a story about a guy who from Pittsburgh, and he was in a play, and they had the line tire iron in there. And he just couldn't say it. He kept saying tire iron.
So they had to
change it to Jack. That's great, man.
I was born in a city that they call the Windy City. They call it the Windy City because of the Hawk. The Hawk. The almighty Hawk. Mr. Wind. Takes care of any business. Now I'm wintertime.
The Lou Rawls there for you. There's the Hawk.
He doesn't even better Lou Rawls impersonation.
He really does. Ted McClellan in studio. He's the author of How to Speak Midwestern. We're talking about accents. We can guess where you're from by how you talk. 312.
Yeah. And what you say.
And 981-7200. 312-981-7200. If you want to try to stump Ted with where you're from in the Midwestern region.
And we're also going to have another quiz. We're going to give away another book.
We're going to have another book, another phrase here on the download. All right. You are speaking coming up here. I want to give this before we get into it. Morton Grove Library on August 6th at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then the Skokie Public Library August 22nd at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
All right, let's do some text here so people get some interesting things about their life. And then we'll go to some of the calls. When I came here, this is 847. When I came here from Cleveland, Cleveland area in the 70s, I noticed that my Chicago husband's family and my new coworkers asked, "Are you coming with?"
Yes.
Had never heard of that one in Ohio.
Ah, see, that's a famous one. I heard it growing up in Michigan, and it's really common in Wisconsin. It's actually a transliteration of a German term, "Ihr kommt mit." So a lot of German words sort of got transliterated over directly into English. Like in, sometimes in Wisconsin, people will say, "Can you borrow me $5?" And that's because the word in Borgen in German means borrow or lend. So they would use borrow to mean either one.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So.
Oh, there you go.
Or buy, you know, we're going by John's.
Right.
You know, buy means two in German, B-E-I.
And I mean, I guess I always think about it in Chicago, you hear way, way more of the over by.
Yeah.
You know, is that a Chicago thing to say, oh, yeah, it's over by the liquor store?
Yeah, it could be a Chicago. It could be a Wisconsin thing, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. All right, let's try Jennifer. Jennifer, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself without saying where you're from. Where you work, what'd you have for breakfast, that kind of thing.
Okay, I am 45.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a former employee of Department of Corrections, and I was a 911 dispatcher for 13 years.
Okay.
And I don't eat breakfast.
You don't eat breakfast?
No.
That's the most important meal of the day. what did you have for dinner?
I had McDonald's.
All right.
Okay.
But do you call it dinner? You don't call it supper.
Right. I call it dinner. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's start. Okay.
All right. Regions. Well, what's our famous one? What do you call the place where you go to buy beer or liquor?
The liquor store.
The liquor store. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. What do you call athletic footwear?
Sneakers.
Sneakers.
All right. So okay. Sneakers is one. We're listening. Can I ask one?
Yeah.
How do you say the first president of the United States, George?
Washington.
Washington. Right. See, he sounds northern. She doesn't sound like he's from southern Illinois or Indiana.
That's always yeah. All right. Okay. I got another one for you.
Okay.
What do you, when you hear the term flatlander, what does that mean?
Flatlander? I have no idea.
Okay.
What about fib?
Fib, that's a lie.
Oh, okay. So I don't think she's from Wisconsin.
She's not from Wisconsin.
Yeah, she would know what those meant. Okay.
All right. Let me ask you, do you know what a horseshoe sandwich is?
Absolutely.
Oh, what is it?
It's got fries and cheese sauce and like a hamburger patty. And
okay. Sorry. Are you from central Illinois?
Well, it depends on what you consider central.
Okay. Are you from Illinois somewhere, right?
I'm from Illinois, yes.
Are you from south of I-80?
Yeah.
All right. That's close enough, isn't it?
All right. That's close enough.
All right.
Okay. Where are you from?
Well, I grew up in Chester.
Okay.
Which is deep in Illinois. I currently live in Mount Vernon, which is about 70 miles east of St. Louis.
Now, that's what I was going with the Washington. That's
There. Okay. But that's like mainly, I think an older person might have done that, but
yeah.
Somebody under 50 doesn't do it that. Chester, hometown of Popeye. Yeah, let's give him a plug.
I used to live in St. Charles, so I picked up a little bit of the northern stuff along
there you
the way.
Go, yes.
Okay. All right. Well all right. Kudos to Justin for nailing that.
All right. Thanks, Jennifer. Appreciate the plan. That was fun. All right. 312-981-7200. All right. So, yeah, 630 asks, what was the pie in Indiana?
Sugar cream pie.
Sugar cream pie.
Yeah.
That sounds so good.
Yeah, well, you know, David Letterman's mom used to talk about making sugar cream pies, you know, because she's from Indianapolis.
Right.
That's like the official state pie of Indiana.
920 says, this is Glenn. Glenn says, here's some phrases for you. Flatlander, which is another term for Illinois. We know that one. Uh-huh. Barley pop, which is beer. I've never heard that.
I have never heard that either.
Barley pop.
I that think makes they would me just think call that it beer up in
Wisconsin. This would be Wisconsin, I guess. Unless maybe they're Illinois. I don't know. But yeah. All right. All right. 312-981-7200. Here's what we'll do. We'll take our last break, and then we'll come back, and we will get some last calls in, and then we'll try a new phrase. How about
all right.
that? You want to try that?
Good. Yeah.
All right. Ted McClellan in studio. Stay with us. Download here, Justin Kaufman, 720 WGN. We're guessing where you're from by how you talk. That's what we're doing. Ted McClellan in studio tonight, the author of How to Speak Midwestern. Having a lot of fun, giving away books, also giving away pizza coming up here. Ted's going to be at the Morton Grove Library on August 6th at 2 o'clock in the Skokie Public Library, August 22nd, 7 p.m. All right, let's do a phrase.
Okay.
This is a phrase from the book, and I'm going to go. I'll randomly pick some people off the line here.
All right.
And we will see if they want to play and if they can guess the phrase of the night. This is, we're playing for one of Ted's books. Let's go to Don. Don.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hello.
All right, Don, you ready to guess this? You ready to guess this phrase?
Totally, man.
All right. All right, here we go.
Don, what is a pasty?
A pasty is, that small starry thing that covers the...
No, that's a pasty. All right.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry.
All right. We're...
Oh, man.
That's I was going to point it out to start with. We're not talking about a pasty.
The A and the odds.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
the vowel. There's still accents.
Oh, no, you got to blame the Bluetooth, man. I'm sorry.
All right. There you go. There you go, Don. That's so good, man. Thanks for calling. George, you ready? You want to play?
Yeah, I'd love to.
All right, George, what's this? What's guess this phrase?
What is a pasty?
A pasty.
A pasty.
You said pasty?
Yep, P-A-S-T-I.
P-A-S-T-Y.
Pasty.
P-A-S-T-Y.
Yeah.
Gonna have to guess it's some kind of dessert.
No, it's not a dessert.
Sounds like a terrible dessert. Ooh, I'll have the cherry patsy. Pasty.
Maybe it's the sweetness of the Chicago Cubs being the Chicago White Sox.
You're from Chicago. That's yeah. it, George. Thank you. Thank you for that, George. All right, let's go back to guessing where someone's from. Let's go to Carolyn. Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
How are you, Carolyn?
Hi, guys.
Ooh, I like this. Yeah. All right. So, Carolyn, yeah. tell me a little bit about yourself, where you work. Don't tell us where you live, what you have for breakfast, things like that.
Okay. I'm an interior designer. I have my own firm. I won't plug it. But I've been in Chicago about 10 years. I married a guy from here. Okay. I'm from Ohio.
Wait, no. Don't tell us.
Did she just tell us where she's from?
Yeah. Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's from Ohio. But are you from like northeastern Ohio?
Well, you know what? We think of ourselves as Easterners.
Yeah.
So I heard that's why I started listening when you talk about people from Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
People from Ohio think of themselves as Easterners. They don't think of themselves as Midwesterners.
Yeah. I'd say people from Cleveland think of themselves as Midwesterners.
Not us.
No.
Not the Shaker Heights crowd.
Oh, hey, that's where my publishers. My publisher's from Shaker Heights.
What are some Ohio phrases, Ted?
Some Ohio phrases?
Or not even phrases, but what were questions you'd ask for Ohioan?
Like, what do you call the grassy area between the sidewalk and the street?
The tree line.
Yes, the tree line. Yeah.
Well, why do people in Chicago call it something crazy?
We don't call it anything. But in Akron, it's the Devil Strip. I've never heard that before.
We say put your raggedy furniture on the tree line.
Exactly. You never see a tree there. You just see garbage cans and old lazy boys. All right. What is this sandwich? Kielbasa with coleslaw and French fries smothered in barbecue sauce.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's a West Side thing.
Oh,
that's
is it?
That's the West Side of Cleveland.
Oh, wow. I had one. It's called a Polish boy.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a Pol. I was going to say a Polish.
But yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that in Chicago though?
No, that's Chicago. It's just called a Polish in Chicago, like a Polish dog. But
right,
this is like a special thing in Cleveland. Some guy just had all this stuff lying around his restaurant. And he put it all in a bun.
There you
okay,
go.
Invented a uniquely Cleveland thing.
Okay. What's a shoulder sandwich?
A shoulder sandwich? Is that like made from the pork shoulder?
Yeah, but it was all shredded up.
Yeah.
And then they had coleslaw and barbecue sauce on it, and you had to have it on Wonder Bread. It couldn't be on anything else. It had to be on Wonder Bread.
Huh. I have not. I did not have that one when I was there. What about, all right, here's one that I love from Cleveland. That's pork cube served on toothpicks.
You must have really been in the high country.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think this was a high country. Well, I don't know. Some people there call it city chicken.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Carolyn. I'm going to keep you on hold. And we're going to give you a Luminati's gift certificate for playing along tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. And also, let's get into it because we've got a couple of people. First of all, 224 says, my husband is from Nebraska.
Yeah.
And he says, this is not the Midwest, what you're talking about. Nebraska is.
Well, I would agree Nebraska is the Midwest. Well, you know, there are shifting definitions about what's – I would agree Nebraska is the Midwest. I admit I didn't really include much Nebraska in the book. I guess, you know, where it is depends on where you're from.
Yeah. And then, yes, 740 says, wait a second. We Ohioans are from the Midwest.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, my publisher is in Cleveland, and she publishes all – she actually in Shaker Heights where this one was from, and she would call that part of the Midwest.
All right, so there you go. So at least we're giving some definitions about what the Midwest actually is, right?
Right.
or what counts. All right, so are we ready for – we're going to give the answer. 815 has an answer for – the Patsy, ready?
Oh, okay. Are we going to put them on the line?
No, I've got a text.
Oh, okay.
And they say a pasty is a meat and vegetable dish baked in a pastry crust.
That's correct, and it's found in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and it was brought there by miners from Cornwall.
There you go.
Called the Cousin Jacks and their wives, the Cousin Jennies, wanted them to take a whole meal into the mine, so they put it all in one shell.
All right, there you go. Well, we will give 815 a book. Pete, the 815 wins the book, Ted's book, How to Be a Midwesterner,
How to Speak Midwestern.
Speak Midwestern, sorry. Yeah. Grew up down by Springfield. Did anyone say supper yet? That's what 630 says.
They say that in Minnesota. I went ice fishing with a guy in Minnesota. He said there's breakfast, dinner, and supper. You eat dinner at noon. And you'd supper at night.
And the last one tonight, and I don't have anything else to give away. We gave away the pizza, and we also but I do want to say that pasties are this is 262.
Yeah.
Right? So it's in Wisconsin number.
Yeah.
Pasties are delicious Cornish meat, potatoes, onions, and suet, all in a turnover pie-like dough, made famous by Shake Rag Street in Mineral Point, Wisconsin. There are variations. The Upper Peninsula of Michigan adds other vegetables.
Right. Well, they I mean, they put all kinds of stuff in there. There's a bacon cheeseburger pasty, a taco pasty, a Cajun chicken pasty. Yeah. So it's like any other American food now. It's got everything in it.
Yep, they said many nationalities make similar ingredients, different sizes.
Yeah, I would recommend Joe's Pasty Shop in Ironwood, Michigan.
There you go.
If you want to try. Yes. And you can also see the giant fiberglass Hiawatha statue there.
I love it. Ted McClellan, my guest tonight, he's the author of How to Speak Midwestern. He's going to be at the Morton Grove Library on August 6th at 2 o'clock and the Skokie Public Library August 22nd at 7 o'clock. Ted, always a pleasure. Man, this is so fun, man. We could do this forever.
Yes.
I can't wait to have you back. Thanks for being here, bud.
Thank you.